Okay, this is a city budget question, and we start with Neil. What is the financial state of the city? If elected, what specific idea or program will you consider increasing spending for, and what specific idea or program would you consider eliminating?
I think the city is in very good financial shape, and I commend the Driscoll administration for making that happen. I will say in my own defense that when I arrived in Salisbury 20 years ago, Salisbury was in terrible fiscal condition. Town Hall was only open 3 days a week. The library was closed, etc. And over the succeeding number of years, I was able to restore Salisbury to excellent financial condition. So fortunately, I don't have that work to do in Salem if I'm fortunate enough to be elected. I would invest more in the schools, quite frankly. I talked to the superintendent, as I mentioned earlier, and he mentioned to me at the time, which was in December, that he had serious concerns about whether he was going to be able to support the budget. The city was going to be able to support the budget to the extent necessary in the coming fiscal year, so I think greater investment in the schools is necessary. And I do think we should take a look at the phenomenon that has become the traffic and parking department. We have taken the authority away from the police department for traffic improvement changes and invested it in a department of four full-time individuals at a cost of salary and benefits close to $500,000 and an unelected traffic and parking commission that has made very poor decisions in terms of traffic and public parking safety in this community. So if there was one division that I would consider reducing or eliminating, it would be the traffic and parking division.
Dominic.
Thanks. I am incredibly proud of the record of professional financial management that we've had over the last administration in Salem, and I hope everybody in the community is as well. And I'll bring that same experience and commitment and that work that I was involved in to my administration. 17 years of balanced budgets filed timely and transparently, stamps of approval from the Government Finance Officers Association every year, record rainy day funds and a record bond rating, like I said, our best in our city's history, and not once did we ever need a Prop 2 and a half override here in Salem. It's important to recognize that kind of positive financial track record is not a given. It happens because of intentional hard work. In 2006, when newly elected Mayor Kim Driscoll came into office, she inherited a fiscal mess left over from the bad practices of a past administration. And it took a lot of hard work by a lot of people to dig us out of that hole. That's a recipe for financial success that we have here in Salem, and I was proud to be part of those efforts, building those budgets and building those finance policies. In thinking about where we want to make investments in our community, I agree. I think the schools are a priority if we want to make sure they're first class and serving all of our students well. And like I mentioned, I think that we also need to start doing more around affordability, and not just in terms of housing and not just in terms of first-time home buyer programs, but the creation of an actual human services agency or office in the city that can help people connect with the resources that are out there right now. There are far fewer people signed up for example, the low-income heating assistance program, which is federally funded, than actually qualify for it. People are going in homes without heat or throughout the winter that would be able to receive assistance if they had the ability to access those funds and they knew that they were there. And I think as a city, we have a responsibility to do more to help them connect to those kinds of services.
Thank you.